Yes, it is Proclaimers with I'm Gonna Walk 500 Miles. What a party anthem that is.
It is.
And I'm joined in the studio with a friend of mine as well, Whitney, who remembers hearing that many a time blasted out in the pub that we were running.
Yep, definitely. Yeah. Back in the day.
And people still mess up that first chorus, don't they?
100%. Yeah, I don't get how.
I don't. No, I know.
It's a classic.
Yeah. I don't think they've been listening to it. I think that's what drink does to you.
Yeah.
But yeah, either ways, I just want to welcome into the studio. I've got Whitney and India from the Connect to Work.
Thanks for having us, Dave. Lovely to be here.
Yeah, it is a pleasure. And a nice little Aussie ring there going through the airwaves as well. I like that. Thanks so much for coming to join us in the studio, because obviously we've just been talking a little bit about what you guys do at Connect to Work, and it sounds like such a great service. And obviously the reason you're here is to help tell more people about it so that they
100%.
Can. Yeah,
100%. So it is relatively new to the island. So it started up in February, and it's the Department of Work and Pensions who have sort of set up this strategy as part of the Get Britain Working. So it's not just the island that have got Connect to Work, it is national. But obviously the island, we're a little bit behind getting things started. But yeah, it started in February. We've got a 5-year contract, and it's all about supporting people with barriers to work. So whatever that barrier may be, it could be physical disability, mental health, neurodiverse, learning difficulties, whatever that barrier, big or small, we can help people into work.
No, that's, to be honest, some people are like, well, who can't get up into gear to go to work and apply for jobs and things like that? And like I said, we had a brief conversation beforehand where I said, you know, well, I was signed off sick for 6 months, and I reached a point of, even though I had a job to go back to, I was anxious to go back to that. So let alone if I had the thought of having to go and apply for another job as well, motivation would have been down and everything else.
100%.
So these are the kind of things as well that you help support people with.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's again, it's not just those that are unemployed. Again, like yourself, those who are in employment but, you know, have had some time off sick and almost struggling to navigate, you know, they don't want to go back to that massive caseload that they had and actually might need a few reasonable adjustments to ease them in.
Oh, so you help with those things as well?
100%, yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
But it's almost that, sometimes, that conversation. You know, they don't know how to broach that conversation with an employer, or they don't want to disclose to an employer maybe that they need adjustments. We can help have those conversations and almost bridge that gap.
That's brilliant.
You know, so we can talk to the employer. We can help sort of break down those barriers. You know, so they're not on their own. That then, you know, they don't have to kind of.
It's almost a bit of a mediator in that sense.
100%.
So. Yeah, mediator, advocate, stepping in where we need to. So we do in work support as well. Even if things are just a bit wobbly, you've lost a few hours, that's where we can come in and support with your employer or help you look somewhere else.
Nice. Like I said, it sounds like an absolutely amazing service. So how long has this been going for already now, do you say?
So, yeah, we started February this year.
Okay, so it's still fairly new.
Yeah,
so
hence, still really new.
Hence why we need to shout about it and everyone know about it. Yeah.
And again, obviously, it's not like usual funding where it'll come by for a year, then it disappears. It is 5 years, so we're going to be around till, you know, quite a while. You know, so again, it might be something that somebody's not quite ready to think about employment yet. But in 6 months' time, they might be.
Yeah.
And we can almost do that pre-work support, you know, so it's really about stripping everything back.
Building up to it as well.
100%. Start from scratch, you know, let's really find out about what that person wants to do, what they can do, what's right for them. You know, there's no point in somebody going into a job that they don't want to do because the motivation is not going to be there to get up in the morning.
That is half the problem as well.
100%.
Getting out of bed in itself.
What's different about Connect to Work is we spend a lot of time understanding people's passions, likes, dislikes, really where they want to go. We spend the first few appointments getting to know the person on an individual basis, what their skills are. And so that kind of drives where we will look for jobs. We're not going to just place where there's vacancies. It's very individualistic, and that's where we put our energy into.
So just trying to find something sensible that, you know, they're going to engage with.
Because the passion's there, then people will be there.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
No, that, like I said, it sounds like an incredible service. It's something that needs to be done. So whereabouts are you guys based? Where can people come and find you?
So the best place is you can look on the council website. Type in Connect to Work Isle of Wight. It'll come up on the council website and it'll direct you to Palladium. And Palladium are holding the sort of lead bid for the contract. There's information there how to sign up. You can just call, email, kind of whatever works best for anybody. We are kind of dotted around the island doing different events and drop-ins and a bit of everything, trying to shout out. I think our next event is we're going to be at the Chamber Expo on the 7th.
Cool.
So we will be there.
Whereabouts is that?
That's at Ryde High School.
Oh, okay.
I think it's 10 to 4.
Ryde High School, you can tell we're in the same age bracket there. You know? And obviously on the island, we used to have middle schools and high schools. We don't anymore.
Right.
No. But yeah, so Ryde Academy. Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, is it Ryde Academy? I don't know.
I
think it is. Yeah. Sorry,
I'll take your word for that one.
Working with our ages there, sorry. But yeah. Just in case anyone didn't know, we're Ryde High.
That's it. Near the big church, I know that.
Yeah, I know where you're coming from.
So yeah, we're there on the 7th of July, and then on the 15th of July, we are in Ryde Job Centre. So we're there 10 till 12, and that's a wellbeing event that they've got going.
Okay.
So there's going to be loads of different services, not just us there. So again, if anybody's sort of looking for some support, that might be a good one for them to sort of go in and connect with.
Yeah.
And again, just, you know, we'll be there. They can come and just have a chat with us just to see if it is the right fit, you know, so.
So what would you say are the most common problems for people when it comes to looking for work and trying to get themselves up and moving, really? You know, what are the common things that you seem to find that you're having to help with?
So a lot of the problems, so specifically in the contract, so the contract is divided into three services. So we've got Palladium, where we're obviously the lead bid, and we've got Youth Trust, who are taking on their sort of under 25s, and then OCL Enterprises, which is the bit that I'm looking after, is we're supporting learning difficulties, neurodivergent customers. So a lot of the things that I've come across is, you know, maybe they've told their employer they're autistic, and all of a sudden they're kind of dismissed from their job because they've highlighted this. So it's almost that they don't want to highlight that, but then obviously you kind of need to highlight that.
Yes, you do.
Because if you need some support in the future, at least your employer knows, they can put those reasonable adjustments in place, all of those things. So really, that's probably the biggest barrier I've come across,
which is something different than most probably other services when it comes to getting people back into employment don't offer. And this is not knocking the other services, because, you know, everyone's got limitations on what they can deliver. So it's good that you guys have put this together to kind of fill the gap in that sense, you know what I mean, with the delivery. Because Ross, obviously with yourself, when it comes to obviously looking for work, you know, you're currently working for a national supermarket.
I am.
And you know, how did you come across getting the job? Did you get support from a service locally on the island?
I did. I did some work experience first, and just went from there, really.
So did you find it a little bit like nerve-wracking at the start?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
But the extra support that helped you with it?
Yeah, it helped me a lot. Really did.
Nice. And now you love working, don't you?
I know, I love it.
Can't stop him. So it shows that these services work, and it's nice that obviously it's tailor-made to actually trying to pick people up and move, not force them into it.
100%. No, we're not just pushing people into jobs. We're supporting with like applications, that confidence building, having conversations with people if they don't quite know what they want to do yet, but they know they want something.
Mm.
And then more specifically, like, this is how CVs look these days, especially if it's been a while, if you've been in the same job for 17 years and then, you know, COVID or something else happened and it's been a while since I get back into employment. We do a lot of different things.
Nice.
I suppose everybody's different as well, you know, everybody will come to us at a different stage almost of needing support. So some people are kind of good to go, and then like India said, you know, some people come and they've got no idea what they want to do or what they could do. It's almost us kind of almost drawing that from them to try and find actually what would be good for it, you know, would you like that? You know, so it's
what interests have you got, what things would keep yourself engaged and wanting to go forward with what you're doing.
100%.
No, I completely get that, and that makes so much sense. Wow, it sounds like something we've needed a long time ago, to be honest. Like, it's great to know that that kind of service is available here and now on the island as well.
Yeah.
So, Hello. I just had someone random wandering in the studio.
You're ready? I'm not random.
No, chicken. See ya. Yeah, so that's completely thrown me off. I really apologise. Sorry about that. Yeah, either ways, it, obviously, is there anything you'd like to add, anything that we haven't covered that you'd like to get across while we're sat here right now?
So obviously as part of this contract, it's not just almost applying through those conventional methods. It's tapping into a bit of a hidden job market. So part of it is us actually engaging with employers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just almost getting the word out to people that are unemployed. It's getting the word out to employers. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're willing to support somebody that may have barriers to work, may need a few reasonable adjustments. Part of our support is not just for the client, but it's for that employer as well. So make sure that it's the right fit. Find people that they want that match their skill set.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we're working for both of them essentially. Mm-hmm. You know, so for employees to reach out to us as well, because we might be able to support with,
okay,
you know,
especially if you have those like harder to fill vacancies or there's a job that's just not sticking. Mm. It could be you quite need a specific person for a specific role, and we spend so much time getting to know these people that we really know where they shine.
And
so if there is something you're struggling to hire for or someone's not staying around, that's that would be ideal for us. It will save you sifting through 50 CVs online, finding 10, calling 5, 3 answer, then you know, need to organise a time to meet them. We can say, I've got this person, they're great at this, this and this, maybe they struggle with this, but instead of finding that surprise out 2 months down the line, I'll tell you what the surprise is now, and I will be that support for them. So we are free support, we're inclusive, supported employment.
For the employers as well?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Any questions about what is a reasonable adjustment, or can you come in and train with them? Can you be an extra set of eyes on their first day? Like, that's something we all do as well. So we're very much, I think we're lucky on the island that it is so community focused.
Yeah.
Because we can talk to people in person. We're not just on Indeed sending out CVs into the ethos. We're like
overwhelming
person
people
to person. Yeah. And that's really what it is about. So.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for popping in. Just to reiterate how they can get hold of you again, you said via the council website, just search for...
So search for Connect to Work Isle of Wight and it will take you to Palladium's page where you've got all the contact details on there.
Nice.
And yeah, get in touch.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Brilliant. No, thank you so much. And again, thank pass you. That on to anybody that you think may find of use of it as well, if you're listening in, guys. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you in the studio
thank
and chat
you.
About it.
Yeah,
and
much.
Maybe we'll get you back in a few months to talk a bit about how it's progressed and how things are going.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem at all. Well, thanks to Whitney in India from Connect to Work.